rock star isn't something you can really associate with the Kinks, because it's everything that we're anti. We've always been that way, and more various managers and record companies have tried to make us posture and be like rock gods. The more there's something in us that turns us off of that. Within our peers, you know, we're regarded still, I think, as outsiders, which is fine by me. That's why, you know, I think there are lots of newer bands come along and they kind of identify with us, because we're not really, I suppose if they're the children of a family, we're not like older relatives. We're kind of sort of vagrant uncles have come back to the house, you know, Sunday for the free meal, you know. Hi, this is Ray Davis of the Kinks in the studio for To The Bone. Part one. Well, there's a few reasons why I've called this record To The Bone. One of them is that the recording came about roughly the time I did my book X-Ray. And I wanted a title that would be kind of some way that implies something like low budget. Because the recording was done like that. And To The Bone, when things are cut right to the bone, that's a term used in budgeting. So I used that idea. But the main reason I called it To The Bone is that slightly superstitious when it comes to titles. And I was in a pub in Ireland. And there's an Irish saying, hold on to the bone and all the dogs will follow. And I think that was the thing that really tipped the scales, you know. I like little coincidences like that. So it's a... I guess it sums up a lot of what the Kinks have done. They've always been a very economic-sounding group. Albums like Low Budget. In other words, they play just the way they are. They don't really sort of put too many overdubs in. And it's basically the sounds of the band, which this album is. It's mainly us in a studio playing in front of people, you know, a few, sort of about 40 or 50 people. And it's a sort of semi-live album. But it's recorded in a studio. I don't know what the definitions are, whether it's a live album or a studio album. It's partly live, partly studio.
Time I feel alright is by your side.
We'd just finished a tour, and it was about 3 years ago. And we decided to go in the studio. You know, everyone was playing well at the end of the tour, and I thought it'd be nice to get some of these songs recorded. Because the new band, well, say new band, it's been together for now 10 years. The newcomers don't really know all the old material. And I thought it'd be nice to have them play some of the songs we wouldn't play live now. Things from Village Green, things, other songs from the Arista. Yeah, give the people what they want. Those sort of tracks. And I gave them a couple of days' notice, and they learned the songs at home. We went in the studio and just recorded them. And it is special, I think, in that sense. It's kind of an underachiever approach to recording. You know, so much recording nowadays has got to be so high-tech, and so everyone's so intense. It took some of the pressure off it, because the guys in our band, you know, they're pretty good. You know, I'm probably the worst musician in the band. And they're very good players, and this record shows them off as players as well. It's nice.
With the release of the album To the Bone, a gaping hole has been filled in the anthology series documenting the historical work of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers such as the Kinks. I asked Ray Davis why there's never been a proper Kinks box set.
And why should we? Because everybody else does. It would be wonderful if all the material was with one company, like the Beatles were signed to EMI forever. You know, their whole career was there. But we didn't. We've been with like three or four companies, and they all get very possessive. You know, I think recording companies are worse than ex-wives. I think they hang on to things longer, and they get more, and it gets more cruel and more sort of trivial the more you deal with them. And especially when you leave them, they like to hang on to everything. So to get the record, the various people, you know, a lot, as again, talking about egos, the various egos at recording companies that we've been with, will never do deals together. And it's a pity, really, because it would be nice to have all the songs at one point in one home. I don't think that'll ever happen. So this recording, as there are no re-recording restrictions now on these songs, all these tracks together, I don't think you'd hear them anywhere else, legally.
Went across the river.
probably the best rendering ever released. That's the Kinks with See My Friends from To The Bone, exhibiting the full, rich, even intimate sound captured throughout the album. Here's Ray Davis of the Kinks.
It's great when you bear in mind it was like a second take. The good thing is it was in a studio and we were videotaping it as well. And the sounds were quite played down. The drummer played with brushes. And it's mainly acoustic. So it gives us that particular song a particular energy that it didn't really have on the original record. And also what's good is that we play a few songs that probably weren't accessible to many people in America unless they're really Kinks fans. Like See My Friends, songs like Days, which was a big hit everywhere in the world except America. But now we're finding it with the new audience. People are, finding this music, well, even the older audience, finding it like as if for the first time. It's a very intimate record, yeah. But this is spliced together with songs that we did on that tour, the previous tour, that were done in larger arenas. So there's a balance between the two. And the Kinks have always been a very good live band, so I felt that this is a perfect balance for the band. We're not fond of studio recording. We never have been, because we started off as a dance band, really, getting gigs at colleges and things. And studio has always been a great... we find it boring recording tracks, because, as I say, the band like to get it first time. You know what musicians are like, the egomaniacs.
Okay, welcome to Conk. Go with that, bop, bop. I'm sophisticated, cause I'm living my life like a good homo sapien. But all around me everybody's multiplying, and I'm walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in their cages in the zoo, man. Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape, man. Think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, cause I'm a strict vegetarian. But with the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the greedy politician, I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore and make like an ape man. And the spiders and flies, I am an ape man. Yolo de la 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 la. Well, in man's evolution, he's created a city and a motor traffic rumble. Boom, boom. Well, give me half a chance, and I'll be taking off my clothes and living in the jungle. Yes, I will. Cause the only time that I feel at ease is swinging up and down in a coconut tree. Oh, what a life of luxury to be like an ape man. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man, no, I'm an ape man. Well, I'm a King Kong man, I'm a voodoo man, no, I'm an ape man. If I look out the window, but I can't see the skies. The air pollution is a fucking up my eyes. I wanna get out of this city alive and make like an ape man. Come on and love me, be my ape man girl, and we'd be so happy in my ape man world. it, I stood it. And I'm a King Kong man, I'm a voodoo man, no, I'm an ape man. I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore.
A delightful Kinks tune, Ape Man, originally from 1970's Lola vs. Power Man album, now included on the Kinks anthology To the Bone. I'm Redbeard. Coming up next, Ray Davis shares a funny story about the notorious sibling rivalry between him and brother Dave Davis in the studio.
Welcome back in the studio. I'm Ray Davis of the Kinks with Redbeard. I remember on one album, if it's a slight digression, but the Columbia record I finished before was such hard. When I finished it, I went over. There's a bar over the road opposite where the Kinks record in London. It's Conk Studios. I went over the bar and got really drunk and got thrown out the bar and banned forever from the bar. It's just a little cruddy bar, but they thought it necessary to ban me. And the irony is that my brother, who's really at certain moments, brothers don't really want to be associated with one another, particularly us. He went into that bar a year later and they threw him out because they thought it was me. But it does get emotional when you finish a project. But the great thing about making To the Bone is that there was no pressure to do it because nobody wanted it, basically, except me for my archives, personal archives, and it's turned into this... But you know, when we made You Really Got Me, that was a number one record in England, did the top five, top ten here. Just went in to make the record for our own satisfaction and get it to sound the way we wanted it to sound. Because if you make records, go in the studio and aiming it at and targeting it at a market and just solely make music for that, I think you're just no longer a creative person. And To the Bone is, in my every aspect of it, is as the creative part of me is involved in it. So it's kind of nice the way these things sort of turn around. I see part of what I do now as being having sort of a vision all the way through, beginning to end. It's not really making records, it's just pursuing a personal goal. So it became emotional in that sense. I didn't break down and cry at the end of it, I just went to sleep.
That's Tired of Waiting, now the soundtrack to a very high-profile TV ad campaign. More on that subject in part two of this interview. I asked Ray Davis to explain his statement that what the Kinks do on stage is something removed from musical ability.
I think there's an energy in the Kinks shows that goes a kind of a step further than that. It's the audience is very much part of what we do, and I think it's a kind of energy. It's a subliminal thing that goes on. People seem to know. The audience to us is a very important factor in what we're doing. And it's not nice going out and seeing bands, you know, you like their hits and they duplicate their hits and thank you and good night and go home. There's more to it than that. I think there is a kind of, there's something else that goes on in a Kinks show. Sometimes it's nice and enjoyable. Other times it's hell out there. But you never know until we're on stage. It's similar, I think watching the Kinks is similar to going to a football game. You never know. You know who might win, but you can never tell until the final whistle. And it's a bit like a Kinks concert.
The tax man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home. Blazing on the sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. Taking everything I've got, all I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. Let's hear you sing it, come on. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury. Come on. Blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime. In the summertime. Come on. Oh, save me, save me, save me from this grief. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury. I think the Kinks have just entered the building.
Over their 30-odd years, almost as much has been written about the Kinks' infighting as about their music. Here's Ray Davis of the Kinks.
I think when we go on stage, it's the only time that we feel that it's not really that serious. When you go off tour, you think, oh, the real world's closing in on you, you know, and people go home and they realize that life is pretty dull. And the only thing to do is to go back on tour again. And that I think that's... And we're happy. The Kinks have been a family unit in the sense that not just Dave and I are related. I think the band, like I said, I think if we didn't do it for the money, we'd do it anyway. Like the thing about the audience, it's something removed and people forget that they've paid to buy a ticket. I mean, it's not to do with... It's just wanting to be there, and there's a lot to do with our playing, you know. It's when they made this record, nobody came up to me and said to me, "What's the deal?" You know, they don't do that. Well, I know other bands that are around now, newer bands as well. They have all the deal worked out before they actually make music, and I suppose that's a smart thing to do. I'm not sure. You know, they got all the deal points done, and but we don't think like that. And it's not a very business-like way to go about things, but if you can't do it, if you can't pull it together, what's the point of having the best deal in the world? It's it won't make the music any better. Obviously, people have got other considerations. They've got families and lives. But I always say to the band when they say that, I say, well, get rid of the family. You know, it's not important. No, I know they got lives. I know we've all got lives. But think of it, I say to the band, think of it as a hobby. Yeah? If you've got to get a day job, get a day job and we'll do this at night.
I think the Kinks are here now. They're just getting ready now, making their last minute adjustments. Standing in the middle of nowhere, wondering how to begin. Lost between tomorrow and yesterday, between now and then. And now we're back where we started. Day after day, I get up and I say, come on, do it again, do it again, do it again. Let's hear it for the Kinks, everybody.
We'll be right back.
from the Kinks' double CD, To the Bone. Some may find it ironic that the Kinks chose a live format to make the definitive Kinks statement, since they could be, on any given night, either the best rock and roll band in the world or the most inconsistent. Here's Ray Davis.
Well, even when we're inconsistent, we're the best band in the world. In fact, it's when we're inconsistent that we are. I think when we try to be the best, it just never works out for us. I remember doing Madison Square Garden, going on stage. It was sold out. We did sold out two nights or whatever. Walked on stage and tripped over a lead and fell into the pit. Rock star isn't something you can really associate with the Kinks because it's everything that we're anti. We've always been that way. And more various managers and record companies have tried to make us posture and be like rock gods. The more there's something in us that turns us off of that. I don't know what it is. Much as I'd like to be, on the front cover of Rolling Stone, Rolling Stone magazine. I know everybody would like us to have that sort of in our makeup. But, you know, we're not the sort of band that lends itself to cover stories. It's nothing to do with fame either. It's more to do with our attitude towards, the mainstream. Even though we could be regarded as a mainstream band, but within our peers, you know, we're regarded still, I think, as outsiders, which is fine by me. That's why, you know, I think there are lots of newer bands come along and they kind of identify with us because we're not really, I suppose if they're the children of a family, we're not like older relatives. We're kind of sort of vagrant uncles have come back to the house, you know, Sunday for the free meal, you know, and they kind of drawn to us. And there's kind of an element of that, of the, you know, still not the bad guys, but the outsiders, which I quite like.
I'm Redbeard, coming back with Ray Davis and the tender, true story behind the Kinks' Don't Forget to Dance. Plus, To the Bone, in the studio.
Welcome back in the studio. I'm Ray Davis of the Kinks with Redbeard. I mean, we did a video to Don't Forget to Dance, but it is a difficult song for a lot of people who like the Kinks' rock tracks because it had a ballad feel to it. Although the lyric has got attitude. It's got a lot of attitude in it. You do the thing, a nice bit of old. I mean, a nice bit is obviously the woman, a bit of old. She's nice. The nicest thing you can say to this woman, you know, it was based on a real woman. She was about pushing 50, I guess, and she could have been a goer in her time, a real goer. Still vaguely attractive. And the nicest thing you can say to a woman like that is after you sort of slept with her is, you're in lovely condition. I mean, it sounds like an insult, but it isn't really. And I think she smiled. I know when I played the song to this woman, on the line, nice bit of old, she got the joke. It wasn't a joke, but it was kind of an inside thing.
Darling, darling,
I bet you danced a good one in your time. And if this were a party, I'd really make sure the next one would be mine. Yes, you, the broken heart. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 don't forget to smile. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 forget it for a while. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 don't forget to street, and all the young punks whistle at you. A nice bit of old just goes to show what you can achieve with the right attitude. As you pass them by, they whisper their remarks one to another, and you give them the eye, even though you know that you could be their mother. You do the thing you love the best. What separates you from the rest? And what you love to do the most? And when they ask me how you danced, I say that you danced real close. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 don't forget to smile. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 forget it for a while.
This is Redbeard in the studio, thanking Ray Davis of the Kinks for cutting it to the bone. In the Studio is written and produced by yours truly, Redbeard, at Upper Room Recording, Cedarvale, Texas. Associate producer and engineer, Doug Hall. Transcription by Jane Carpenter. In the Studio theme by Andy Timmons. Check it out at www.andytimmons.com.